Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swing and a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
Hey, all right, good evening. Royals fall again in Detroit, 4-2 the final score. And I'll be honest, there isn't really anything to hang your head about other than the fact that the Royals are not in playoff position. And all the 9 innings that we just watched and listened to, that was a very entertaining baseball game between two teams with an above 500 record. Man, I would love to sit here and say, and I kind of feel the need to say, turn the page, get ready for tomorrow's finale, Royals trying to avoid a sweep of the first place Tigers. I know you don't want to hear that. I don't want to say that. But there really isn't anything to hang your head about if we're talking about this specific game. If you disagree, I'm happy to talk about it with you. The and Associates phone line is open, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. I know it's tough to hear that. I know it might be difficult to agree with that. The fact that there is nothing to hang your head about in this 4-2 loss. It's tough to hear that. It's tough to say that when you realize there are only 32 games remaining. Best case scenario, the Royals head into tomorrow's finale 3 games back of that final American League wildcard spot. Worst case scenario, they sit 4 back of Seattle. We'll see how that game plays out. It starts up a little bit before 9 o'clock. Again, 913-586-7965. And while I tell you and tell myself there's nothing to hang your head about, I have to imagine that inside that Royals clubhouse, there are quite a few Royals hanging their heads. Now, I'd wrap my arm around them, but knowing who they are, I get it. If Michael Garcia is hanging his head, I get it. If Bobby Witt Jr. is in that clubhouse right now hanging his head, I get it. Now listen, Michael and Bobby have put together two of the best seasons in all of Major League Baseball. They've been two of the finest players in the sport this season. The totality of the first 130 games, no, Bobby and Michael should be celebrated. But this 4-2 loss tonight, I understand the standard that they hold themselves. They're likely hanging their head, pointing a finger at themselves, saying, I need to be better. Mikel Garcia, with a man on second and nobody out in the fourth inning, doesn't do his job. Royals at that point, top of the fourth, it's a 1-1 game. Vinny Pasquantino's on second base as the go-ahead run. Mikel, the only thing you can't do is punch out, and he didn't. But when you are Mikel Garcia, when you are an all-star, you want to do more than the bare minimum and not punch out. You want to advance that runner to third base. That's the bare minimum. Mikel doesn't do that first pitch, rolls over one to the left side. Comes back up again in the eighth inning with a man on third and two outs. Royals at this point trail 3-2. The tying run is 90 feet away in the form of Bobby Witt Jr. Mikel Garcia does not come through. He strikes out swinging through a 96-mile-per-hour fastball from Will Vest. Mikel tonight 0 for 4. Now, in no way can I imagine anyone out there is ready, waiting on the lines to trash Mikel Garcia. But knowing who he is and his importance to this team and his stature in this game, if he's hanging his head inside that clubhouse, I get it. Bobby Witt Jr. Bobby tonight, 3 hits. Royals only had 8 base hits all night. Bobby had 3 of them. A leadoff single in the fourth, a leadoff homer in the sixth, and a one-out single in the eighth. Bobby finds himself either scoring or in scoring position in each of his final 3 trips to the dish. Bobby was outstanding offensively, no surprise. But defensively, 5th inning, Royals trailing 2-1. Zach McKinstry's on first base with 2 outs, and the Tigers 9-hitter, Jake Rogers is at the dish. And Jake Rogers falls behind Michael Wacha 0-2, but he battles back to fill up that count. And the 3-2 offering from Michael Wacha to Jake Rogers. Man, I'll tip my cap to Rogers. He didn't try to get big. Not at all. No, with the runner off on the pitch, Zach McKinstry's running from first on that pitch to Rogers. It's a 94-mile-per-hour fastball that's out over the dish. Rogers doesn't try to get big and hit a 2-run home run. No, he just softly drops it into center field. But with the runner off on the pitch, he's coming around third as that ball's coming back to the infield. And Bobby has him at the dish. Now, Bobby may not have been aware of how much time he had to get McKinstry at the dish, so he spins, turns, and throws wide. If Bobby makes the throw that I know he's capable of making, if he makes the throw that I know he expects to make, well, McKinstry's meet at the dish, and it's the third and final out of Waka's 5th inning, and a 2-1 Tigers lead stays right there. Bobby would lead the next half inning off with a solo bomb. So, yeah, Bob helps himself out at the dish. But again, I know the standard that he holds himself to. He wants to make that throw. He feels like he should make that throw in the fifth. So again, if Bobby's hanging his head inside that clubhouse, you and I know it's silly, but I get it. Same thing with Michael Wacha. Wacha tonight matches Seth Lugo for the team lead with his 12th quality starts. 6 innings of 3-run baseball, a season-high 108 pitches. Michael Wacha has nothing to hang his head about. But if he is, I get it. Because the solo home run he gave to Spencer Torkelson in the 4th inning. Royals just tied the game up in the top half of the 4th. Wacha comes out in the bottom half of that frame and is bailed out by his defense. A gorgeous 4-6-3 double play turned by Jonathan India and the strong right arm of Bobby Witt Jr. But the very next batter after that key double play in a 1-1 game, Michael Wacha falls behind Spencer Torkelson 2-0. And then he gives it right back. Down 2-0 to Torque. He hangs one in the middle. I mean, this thing was labeled a cutter. It looked to me like a hanging slider in the middle of the dish, and it's destroyed. 408 feet. Home run number 27 for Spencer Torkelson, and that put Detroit right back in front. Right as the Royals tied it up, the lead goes back to the Tigers. So Waka, Bobby, and Michael, three of the five best players on this team all season. No one's going to say anything cross about those three all-star caliber Royals. And yet, if I see them hanging their heads inside the clubhouse, I'm just going to nod and say, I get it. So phone lines are open for you. The Peterson and Associates phone line. Peterson Law Firm, don't wait. Call the eights or visit petersonlawfirm.com. Royals lose game two in Detroit, 4-2 the final score. The record is now 66-64. All right, let's go to Aaron. You're going to hit leadoff tonight, Aaron. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Vern. Thanks for taking my call. So I was on two times last year. Always appreciate the show. So I wanted to call in with a couple of thoughts. Number one, to be honest with you, the run that was scored by the Tigers and they went first to home, that kind of felt like the 2015 Royals, to be honest with you. And I was kind of shocked by that. Number two, Bailey Falter was not good last night. Sam Long was not good tonight. And so I hate to be the guy sitting here talking about Q bullpen, ideas. However, you know, I'm not sure quite what he was doing there. And then the last one is, Bobby. I mean, I know we saw him with the the hits and the two double plays last night. Tonight he was much better, and I feel like that will continue. So the main point, Vern, is just the bullpen usage. Where was Estevez tonight? Where was Hurstag?
Well, hang on.
Sure.
So you're talking about the bottom of the eighth inning, Royals trailing 3-2. Top of the sure. Tigers lineup due up. Who did you want Q to go to?
Sure. I don't know who is readily available, but Urseg.
But if you had your choice, okay, Urseg. You would go to Urseg, okay.
Sure.
No, that's all
sure.
I wanted. Okay, so down one, you're going to chase this win and go to Lucas Urseg, okay.
Sure. I would have went there. I mean, I know that in the eighth this isn't popular, but even Estevez, I would have went with anyone.
But you're losing the game. Yeah, you're losing the game at that point.
I totally agree. I think that they needed to stay within a certain range, right? And the point being of I wouldn't have went with Long, right? He had it late last season. He really hasn't shown it this season though, right? I mean
Yeah, but he's on the team. Right.
Totally fair. Totally fair. I don't know if Q had I don't know who was available tonight. However, I don't know.
Well, Urseg and Estevez, thanks for the phone call, Aaron. Urseg and Estevez were available, but normally you're not going to use your high leverage guys unless it's high leverage. Now, down by one, top of the lineup due up. You could say that's high leverage. Royals play the next 4 days. You have three against the Chicago White Sox starting up on Monday. Now, I'm not saying you should save anybody. Not even saying you're wrong. But you burn Urseg in the eighth, you know. Hopefully you're using him again tomorrow. Yeah, maybe you won't need him against the Chicago White Sox. Sam Long's run, if we're being honest, doesn't matter. Right? They lose 4-2. If you put in your boy Lucas Urseg and he's, you know, striking everybody out, you'll lose 3-2. So, it's just always strange to me how, like, the people that matter the least in the final score are always the first names out of mouths on the postgame show. Bobby Michael Waka, two all-stars and one of your highest-paid players. Those are the guys that let you down tonight. And yet we go to the calls and we're talking about the 13th man on the pitching staff. Come on. Royals lose 4-2. We'll get back to your thoughts after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
This is rookie Troy Melton. First pitch swung on, hit well, deep left field, Green back to the fence, and it is gone. A home run for Bobby Witt Jr. His 19th on the year, and the Royals pull within one. They're down 3-2.
Steve Stewart on the call, as heard here on 96.5 The Fan. That 3-2 score would remain until, as a previous caller noted, Sam Long would give up a home run to Andy Ibañez, and that's how we arrive at our final score. Tigers 4, Royals 2. Royals drop the season series to the Tigers. Four more meetings between these two teams remain. Sunday's finale with Seth Lugo going opposite fellow right-hander Jack Flaherty, and then a three-game series at Kauffman Stadium begins on Friday night. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Bobby Witt Jr.'s leadoff home run there in the sixth, one of his three hits tonight. Bobby's batting .435 across his current 12-game hitting streak. It's his third 12-game hitting streak this season, the sixth of his career, and the longest active hitting streak in all of Major League Baseball. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. Let's head inside that Royals clubhouse. Let's hear what Bobby Witt Jr. had to say after the game to the microphones of FanDuel Sports Network.
For you to be able to, you know, atone for that with the home run and get you guys back in it, was that something that you wanted to do when you came back up to the plate the next inning?
Anytime you come to play, you want to try to help the team in any factor of it, so that's all I'm trying to do in that position, and luckily they got a good pitch to hit.
You haven't been here for a decade yet, but you've been here long enough to know, you know, the lean years with the Royals, and now that you guys are playing so well as a team, is there a different kind of frustration when you lose a couple games in a row? Like, we know we're better than this, we've been playing better than this, and rather than that desperation?
Yeah, we definitely know that we're better than this, and that's what we just gotta learn from it and just improve and get better and do the little things right and just play a three-hour, however long, nine-inning baseball game, a full game each and every night.
What was your vantage point on Michael Wacha battling there with the 15-pitch at-bat from shortstop?
Yeah, he was just throwing all his pitches, competing up there, battling. That's what he does every night. He goes out there, he's battling, he's pitching his tail off, so it's always fun to play defense behind him.
Yeah, 15-pitch at-bat ends with a punch-out for Michael Wacha in the sixth inning. We'll get to that coming up in a moment. Thanks again to FanDuel Sports Network for the audio as Bobby Witt Jr., here in the month of August, is batting .351. He scores two runs tonight, matching the career total of Mike Moustakas in Kansas City. Yeah, Bobby matching the Moose, 20th all-time in franchise history on the Royals run scored leaderboard. Let's go to Justin in Oklahoma City. Justin, you're on 96.5 The Fan as the Royals drop game two in Detroit. 4-2 the final score. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Thanks for taking my call, brother. It's good to talk to you. You know, sometimes I do show frustration. I show some frustration in my text last night. I was thinking about what I wanted to talk to you about, and it's always frustrating when the Royals lose. Because I'm passionate about this team, man. You know how I feel about it. I think you're the best in the business, you know, and I agree with you 99.9% of the time. And, you know, and I want to talk about what that previous caller said, because I was going to say the same thing, but, you know, Sam Long should not be on this baseball team next year. I mean, it's not just tonight, Vern. It's every time I watch that guy pitch, and I'm not a professional
pitcher.
Yeah, but
pitcher, when he pitches, guy, the Royals fan. Are normally losing. So,
well, I mean, they were down 3-2. Okay, what if, you know, that the first two at-bats that he faced was a home run and a walk? So what if he doesn't give up that home run? I mean, you're
you
right.
You lose 3-2.
4-2. Okay, you lose 3-2. And okay, going back to last night when I texted you last night, I said, with Bailey Falter. I mean,
Yeah, did you hear my response last night? I mean, we're going over last night's game now?
No, I'm not.
I responded to your text last night. Why are we rehashing it?
No, it's just like the Bulls. I mean, I'm talking about this. It all comes back to the decisions that Matt Cotoro makes in the bullpen. Okay, so
what does Sam Long decision have to do with anything? What does the Sam Long decision have to do with the final score?
Because they're going for a playoff race. They're only two games back in the playoff race, Vern.
You think I don't know that? What does the decision to go to Sam Long have to do with anything?
What it has to do with, I mean, it has to, I mean, don't give up. Okay, how do we know if they lose 3-2? I mean, I'm not trying to argue with you.
Well, then how are you going to tell me that they're going to win if you go to somebody different or somebody different's going to pull off?
I mean,
right, so what are you talking about?
What I'm saying is
Black Friday, more like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Like, why does Sam Long he's not a productive bullpen pitcher, period. Why is he on the team? That's all I'm trying to ask you. Why is he on the team when he's not a productive bullpen pitcher? Don't you want the best bullpen pitcher you can possibly get?
And who's that guy? Who's that guy that they have stuck in AAA?
You have Lucas Arcega, Steven Cruz. I mean, Daniel Lynch.
No. Those guys are on the team.
Those guys not pitching.
Well, Steven Cruz is hurt. We just discussed Lucas Arcega is a high leverage guy. You're telling me Sam Long doesn't belong on this team. You want somebody else in the bullpen.
He's horrible. He's horrible. Why is he on this baseball team? That's all I'm asking.
Who do you want to take his roster spot? If you don't answer that question, I got to let you go. Who do you want to take his roster spot?
I just don't want him to come in.
Justin, thanks for the phone call, buddy. Always nice talking to you. Opens up a phone line for you. The Peterson and Associates phone line, 913-586-7965. Royals lose 4-2. With all due respect to Sam Long and everybody that loves him, we have spent way too much time talking about someone that doesn't, in grand scheme of things, he doesn't really matter. I don't think he's on the playoff roster if you get there. What are we talking about? I mean, it just makes us look bad, makes us sound small market. I know we are small market, but I mean, we're afraid to acknowledge that Bob could have been better. Mikel could have been better. Waka could have been better. The guys you're giving $300 million to, a guy you're giving $20 million to, a guy that we're talking about this offseason extending. I would like to with Mikel. But no, we want to talk about Sam Long. Come on. We're really... I shouldn't be surprised. This is the same show that had people, you know, Omar Infante and Chris Getz and Nicky Lopez and just always pissed off at the nine hitter or the final guy in the bullpen. Come on, be better than that. Clean it up. 913-586-7965. We go back to the Peterson and Associates phone line. We go to Steve in Lee Summit. Steve, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Vern. Hey, I'm not going to pile on the Sam Long thing, but what I am going to say is I think the narrative is as a team that is three, maybe four games behind the final wild card spot, I think we as a team and maybe Q needs to think a little bit differently and maybe a little bit more desperately. If this was game 40, I'd do exactly what he did tonight. We've got 30 games left, and I know we didn't have the lead, but we were close. And if we get one guy on and bunts him the second, or he can steal second, then at a 3-2 game, we've got a chance to tie it. So I just think mentality-wise, we've got to think a little bit more desperately as a team because we're losing time. We don't have time. We don't have games. And this game, I think, was close enough where I understand what people are trying to say. Because we might not need high leverage tomorrow. We might blow them out. They might blow us out. And tonight, I'm kind of thinking along, Urseg might have been a guy to bring in, maybe Schreiber, to try and keep it as a 3-2 game. I see the mentality of what they're trying to say. Not about Sam Long.
No, I do too, because they say it after every loss. Anytime the Royals lose a game, it's always the manager's fault. When they win, when they have a bullpen that has been the best in the American League since the calendar flipped to August, you don't bring them up at all. And Lucas Urseg, I swear to God, some people forget how he's performed lately. I'm not saying that he's bad,
but
you guys talk about him like he's Wade Davis. Wake up. He's getting base runners on every single appearance.
No, I agree, Vern, but I'm just saying, I think just from a mentality standpoint, I think as a team, we need to be a little bit more desperate and try and take a chance and keep that as a one-run game, whether it's tonight's game or next week's game, because every game matters now. And you know, a one-run game is different than a two-run game going into the last.
But don't you
game.
Expect to have a winning streak?
Well,
if they're going to do this thing, they got to go on a winning streak. And I have to imagine that Lucas Urseg's going to play a key role in any sort of a winning streak.
No, I agree. I agree, and I know what you're saying. I just think that, you know, we've got to chase games. And
no, I understand what you're saying, Steve. I appreciate the phone call. I get it. And to think that you're seeing that clearer than the men inside that dugout to me is it's not surprising, but I mean, if you just sit with your own thoughts, to think that that coaching staff, that Matt Quatrero, doesn't understand the importance of these final 32 games, 32 of them, they got a stretch of 13 straight coming up in about a week and a half. They play tomorrow afternoon and then three straight in Chicago. Oh, I understand how you guys think. You know, we all do. All of us in this country. We all have that football mentality. Yeah, attack wins. I'm with you. This wasn't a win. This was, you were losing 3-2. You just had a chance in the eighth inning. Right? Top of the eighth inning. Bobby Witt Jr. is on second base with one out. There's your chance, Vinny and Mikel. They don't get the job done. Tie the game up, and I promise Lucas Urseg's coming in the eighth. You got to see the big picture here. I agree, chase victories, but you're starting to sound like you want Mike Matheny back. I like Mike Matheny as a person. I learned a lot from him. But at times, he was a little too gung-ho on chasing every single victory and ultimately burned out his bullpen. Steve, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Josh in Overland Park. Josh, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Vern? That was a tough loss. I mean, you win some, you lose some, and you're going to lose as a team, you're going to win as a team. So there's really no one to blame. Obviously, some players have better games than others. That's just, you know, that's how it goes. But you lose as a team. Just kind of going off of some of the other callers, what they said, I know it's probably going to fire you up, but basically I'm kind of with some other callers with Q's decisions. I'm just, before you get fired up, let me just get it out. So I've seen him too many times pull pitchers way too early, in my opinion. It's just my opinion. Other people can have other opinions, but like last night, Berger pulling him, I realize you got a lefty and you want Angel Zerpa coming in with that lefty-lefty matchup. But Berger, you know, he's rolling. Besides that home run, the home run he let up, he's rolling. Why not leave him in? We talked about that last night,
and I agreed with you last night. Let's talk about tonight's game. Call into last night's post-game show last night.
Okay, well,
because I was with you. I don't want to rehash all that and have to re-explain it. I'm with you. Yeah, I'm with you on Bergert.
I'll be honest with you.
Okay, so that's one game.
I missed last night, so I didn't hear it.
That was a nice Friday night. I get it.
But anyway, too many times this season I've seen Q make some decisions that you kind of just scratch your head, like, why didn't he leave that guy in there for a little longer? Why is he bringing this guy in? So I'm not saying I want Q fired or anything. It's just I don't know sometimes what he's thinking. I mean, I just wish he would let some guys roll a little longer. And I don't blame Sam Long. I'm not going to talk about Sam Long. It's just, you know, sometimes Q, I don't know where his head's at, and I wish he would just trust his players to go one, two more batters and get out of that inning, and I think we would have a lot more wins, honestly. It's been happening all season, and the momentum just swings. I mean, again, I don't want you to get fired up at me, but I don't want to.
Well, then stop saying stuff that you know I'm going to get fired up about. No, Josh, get out of here. There's only two starting rotations in the sport that have logged more innings than the Royals. He pulls his starter too early. Well, then why is it that there isn't another American League team that's thrown more than 700 innings like the Royals? Or at least more innings than the Royals out of their rotation? And you guys are lying to me. You're lying to yourself. Oh, he leaves guys in too long would be the complaint. I'm here after every game. You're not fooling me. He pulls them too soon. There's not another rotation in the sports, not in the American League at least, where you're getting the consistent frames like you've received this season from the rotation. How is Q such an idiot when you have one of the five best rotations and one of the 10 best bullpens? How? How are they 66-64 with an offense that has been putrid for 4.5 months of the season? How? Or maybe we're just having the same conversation that every single fan base has after every single loss. Blame the manager and the crappy reliever. We got to be better than that in Kansas City. I thought we were better than that. Royals lose 4-2. We're back with more after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
I'm too fired up to talk about Guaranteed Foods right now. I was going to let Peterson Law Firm take it, but no, I do want to tell you about Guaranteed Foods because I love the healthy, delicious food that we get, that we receive from Guaranteed Foods. But there's so much more to it than just the money we save with all that healthy food. The money that we're also saving by avoiding all those extra trips to the grocery store, those stupid impulse buys that we all make where you're like, wow, they have that in Mesquite now. What is Mesquite? Let me try that. And with a wide variety of quick, healthy food on hand, it's much easier to eat at home, so we're not eating out as often, and you know how much money that'll save you. But what I always come back to is the fact that, you know, their meat and fish and poultry, you know, what's really expensive nowadays, it's all individually portioned packaged, so you're not wasting any of it. There's no leftovers, there's no wasted food. Again, it's Guaranteed Foods, and it's not just great food and great service. It's also a dollar stretcher. Find out for yourself today.
888-5000 Guaranteed Foods. Or GuaranteedFoods.com.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
3-2. Here it comes. And it is called strike three. He got him looking in a 15-pitch marathon at bat. Waka finishes his night with a strikeout. We go to inning number seven with Detroit leading this game 3-2.
Oh, Steve Stewart on the call as heard here on 96.5 The Fan. Oh boy, that sixth inning. Royals see Bobby Witt Jr. lead off the sixth with a home run to make it 3-2 Detroit. And in the bottom half of the sixth with two on and two outs, Dirk Dingler, I think his first name's actually Dylan Dingler, a 15-pitch battle with Michael Wacha ends with him staring at a changeup well off the plate. Should have been ball four. Instead, it's called strike three. So good news for Michael Wacha. It assures him a quality start. Six innings, three runs on eight hits, four strikeouts, and one walk for Michael Wacha. He takes the loss. He's now 8-10 on the year. First time in his career he's lost 10 games in a season. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That 15-pitch battle between Wacha and Dingler was tonight's MVP air conditioning cool play of the game. Even though it was a bad call, it benefited the Royals, so we celebrated. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Have your AC running efficiently all summer with a tune-up for only $39. Go to the MVPKC.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. Wacha tonight sets him down in order in the first, faces the minimum in the second, gives up a run in the third, as Javi Baez shoots one to the opposite field for a one-out single. Honestly, I'm tipping my cap to the Tigers for that run in the third as Jake Rogers, I don't know how he kept that ball fair. A fastball on the inner third of the plate, even off the plate, somehow the right-handed hitting Rogers takes that thing down the left field line for an RBI double. Spencer Torkelson hits a two-out bomb in the fourth. And then that Jake Rogers RBI single with the play at the plate where I thought Bobby could have nabbed McKinstry. Those are the three runs allowed by Wacha. One in the third, one in the fourth, one in the fifth. And his sixth inning ends with the 108th pitch of his night. Season high for pitches for Wacha. He had this to say after the game to our friends at FanDuel Sports Network.
Yeah, I mean, I thought there was some good stuff in there. There was also stuff that, yeah, definitely needs to be cleaned up, you know. Never like giving up runs, you know, with two outs. You feel like you're one pitch away from getting the guys back in the dugout. And, you know, giving up those runs there, definitely sting, especially after we just scored type of stuff there. So, yeah, definitely needs some stuff to clean up. But, you know, feel like me and Sal were competing well out there.
Those first two plate appearances from Jake Rogers, was he just aggressive on some of your pitches that you were trying to make to him, or was it just a good challenge from him there?
Well, the first one was first pitch, so yeah, definitely showed some aggressiveness, and then yeah, it was 3-2 in the last one, so not as aggressive, I would say.
And then with the 15-pitch at bat to Dingler, you showed him everything in your arsenal. Have you ever been in one of those before?
Definitely been in some long ABs. Not quite sure if I had any, you know, that long. But yeah, definitely some in the double digits, and just gotta keep focused and, you know, try to win that battle.
When you're in the heat of that, I mean, that's a very long at bat. Does it become like a matter of, I gotta do this now? It gets a little bit more important every pitch that you win and not him. Is that a thing you think about?
Not really, I guess, that way. You know, I mean, it's a couple guys on base there, again, two outs. And so, yeah, just trying to get the guys back in the dugout. And so, yeah, kept on trying to make.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Quality pitches, ended up getting a call there.
You guys battled throughout the entire game, but to see Bobby, he makes the error, but then the next time up, he hits the home run and gets you guys back in it. What does it mean when you see him do that just on the field for you guys?
Yeah, no, he's an absolute stud. He's a big spark for our lineup, and, we get to see that on an every night basis type of deal there. So, yeah.
Michael Wacha tonight, again, 6 innings, 3 runs. He leads the team with 26 starts. Leads the team with almost 150 innings of work. He averages more than 5 2/3 every time he takes the ball, and tonight his ERA now sits at 3.39. That's top 25 in Major League Baseball, but as he said, two-out RBIs are always going to come back to bite you, especially when you hold yourself to the standard that Wacha does. One of those two-out runs, in my opinion, I'll lay at the feet of Bobby Witt Jr. I need you to make that throw. The other one, yeah, that's on Wacha. Don't fall behind Spencer Torkelson, and don't throw him a hanger in the middle of the dish. Michael Garcia, I need you to come through in those two big spots, buddy. Michael, Bobby, and Wacha. They have no reason to hang their heads as they've had an outstanding season. But again, if I'm inside that clubhouse and I see them hanging their heads after their performance tonight, I get it. Because that's who they are to this team. But if you guys want to continue to talk about Sam Long, I guess that's the job. Let's go to Raj in the Ozarks. Raj, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, it was a lot less tense on the dock at 6:30 this morning with the steam coming off, talking to all the guys about baseball and the Royals this morning with a cup of coffee. Boy, it was good. But yeah. Glad you're doing good. You're holding your own. I'm going to go the other way on cue from most of the callers. It seems like every 3 nights we get people slamming the man. And we've got an old historian, and I just love it when he comes down and has morning coffee and talks about the Royals and baseball, named Ray. And he was there this morning, and I'm going to try to get it right. But he was talking about the golden age of piracy and the captains during the piracy days, how they were a lot like the baseball managers. Billy Martin, Lou Piniella, Jimmy Leland, flashy and flamboyant. You know, maybe Earl Weaver not boarding your ship would scare you, but the other guys would when they came over the side. The captains, the debate was, is it the crew or the captain? Which is more important for the pirate ships? Which would lead to their success?
Crew.
And there was a guy named Robert Maynard that he brought up, a guy out of Virginia, a real cerebral sailor, not flashy at all. And he was called upon to sail to Ocracoke Island and bring Blackbeard back with him. And nobody thought he could do it. Not flashy, not flamboyant at all. He assembled a crew of some tough Scottish guys. They sailed right into Blackbeard's backyard off Ocracoke Island. Boarded the sucked Blackbeard into boarding his ship, and Robert Maynard brought his crew out from the deck below. Robert Maynard got in a battle with the cutlasses, the swords, with Blackbeard. Blackbeard, one swipe, broke his in half. He dropped to a knee, and the crew from behind finished Blackbeard off. And they still had that debate back then. Is it the captain, the skipper, or the crew? And about that time, Betty, his wife, brought down a basket of breakfast burritos and said, well, hell, the captains could fight back then. The baseball managers can't throw a pitch or hit the ball. All they can do is position the ship to give them the best battle. And I like to think of Q like Robert Maynard there. He took Blackbeard's head back, and it hung on a pole in Chesapeake Bay for 3 years. Nothing happened after that. They didn't put him in Robert Louis Stevenson's book, Treasure Island. He just lived his life as a normal guy, but extremely intelligent man. And it took a guy like that to take the biggest pirate in the world down. And God bless you, Ray. That was just the greatest story on the water this morning, with the steam coming off and a cup of coffee in my hand, comparing it to baseball. You know, Alex Zumwalt could be the potato peeler down in the galley for all I care. But the old saying, Ray, said, if you're part of the crew, you're part of the ship. It's an old maritime saying that goes way back.
Yeah.
Part of the crew, you're part of the ship. This is our crew, guys. This is what we're going to battle with the rest of the way. And I hope everybody gets behind him, and I'm behind Q.
Roger, I appreciate the phone call, buddy. Thank you very much. Opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7965. Tonight's Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game, Taylor Clark. I want to give it to Bobby, but I hold Bobby to a higher standard. Now, three hits is nice. I need you to nail Zach McKinstry at the dish. Taylor Clark, a 1-2-3 seventh inning, the first man that Q turned to in tonight's bullpen. Taylor Clark, 12 pitches, retires the side in order. He's allowed only one run since the All-Star break. That spans 14 appearances. Taylor has 18 strikeouts and 16 and a third innings. Since the All-Star break, 18 strikeouts to just two walks. Our Guaranteed Foods player of the game, Taylor Clark. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier. They've been doing that since 1958. Check them out today. Call them at 913-888-5000 or visit guaranteedfoods.com. Let's go to Jeff in Overland Park. Jeff, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Vern. Hey, I moved here in 2009 from Detroit, so I follow both teams. And I'm sorry, but I think these two teams are even. If you take away about 25 games in May, which seems like a lifetime ago, these teams have played basically even. The Royals got the better pitching. The Tigers got, you know, better hitting. But other than that, I think the Royals have been playing as good as the Tigers for quite a while. And I think they're going to take three of the next four. My guess is they'll win tomorrow and win the series next week. So I think they got an excellent chance of closing out the closing out season, but the Tigers just won a bunch of games back in May and really have just been, until the last week or two, I'll give them that, but until the last week or two, they've really been average the rest of the time. So, yeah, I like the Royals' chances personally just from now. I understand the odds, but I think they're playing really well, and I think they're every bit as good as the Tigers right now.
Love it, Jeff. Thanks for the phone call. Yeah, appreciate it, man. Royals are 19-14 since the calendar flipped to July. Yeah, these game notes are garbage. Detroit Tigers people sending me some garbage game notes here. But the Tigers and Blue Jays, let me put it this way. Tigers and Blue Jays, the only teams with a better record in the American League since the All-Star break than your Kansas City Royals. Jeff, nice to hear from you. Let's go to Ray, who's out in Tennessee. Ray, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how you doing? Hang in there. I don't know how you do it, but I'm glad you do it. So, glad to see Waka went through 108 pitches. That's awesome. He's having a great season. We can't beat a team like the Tigers scoring two runs. So let's get some focus on, let's get some runs. And I know that's obvious, but everybody wants to talk about Wong coming in.
Yeah, no one said it. Thank you.
They want to talk about Q and talk about Long and all this other stuff.
Pirates, yeah.
And thanks for sharing that stat about our starting rotation. I didn't realize that. That's an awesome stat. And thanks again for what you do. And me and my boys are coming back next weekend. So I got some Detroit Tiger fans coming to the K next weekend. So I hope we can put it together and give them some games next weekend.
No doubt. Ray, I look forward to seeing you. Hopefully you can swing by the booth. We'll chop it up a little bit. Right there on the main concourse, right across from Diamond Club. Swing by. You know where it's at. I'll see you, man. Take it easy. Ray mentions, right, Royals scored two runs, and yet we want to blame the reliever that gave up the fourth run to the Tigers. Royals limited to two runs. First time in 2 weeks we've seen the boys stymied offensively. Tonight they go 1-for-8 with runners in scoring position. We go to Brian. You're next up on 96.5 The Fan as the Royals fall 4-2. They lose just the series, both this series and the season series, to the Detroit Tigers. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, good evening, Vern. Appreciate your show. We love your show. I risk drawing your ire because I've got a similar theme to a lot of the callers tonight, and I'm going to keep the focus on Q, but before you get too angry, I'm going to change the perspective just a little bit. In terms of how he handles batters in the lineup, my question, being a Royals fan for a long time, we've seen the game change a lot. Managers inject themselves in the game far more than they used to. For that reason, I do think we can examine the managers' moves because they've injected themselves into the game, whether we want them to or not. When Q has determined that a hitter can't hit a left-handed pitcher, how is that player supposed to get better against left-handed pitchers? And that's a question that I have for you because, tonight, and we've seen it throughout this season, we've seen it for three seasons now, he plays matchups. He uses matchups. And I think Kyle Isbell is our best center fielder for portions of the year. You could argue he's even our best outfielder. But he's frequently taken out of the game. Tonight he was taken out of the game and we hit into a double play.
Yeah.
Can a manager make a player better? And if he's always taking him out against a left-handed pitcher, how does he ever get better against left-handed pitchers? Because I'll use the background. Ned Yost believed in Alcides Escobar, and Alcides Escobar reached those expectations. Mm-hmm. Can a manager believe in a player enough that they reach those expectations?
I'll hang up and listen to your response.
Brian, really good phone call. I was hoping somebody would bring up that key point of tonight's game. Top of the seventh inning, Royals trailing 3-2. Two on with only one out. Jonathan India's on second base, Randall Grichuk's on first, and Kyle Isbell is due up next. A.J. Hinch goes to his bullpen and brings in his lefty reliever, Tyler Holton. Holton this season, when facing lefties, is much better than he is when facing the right-handers. And Q, instead of allowing Kyle Isbell to face Holton left on left, brings in Nick Lofton. And Lofton, on the second pitch that he sees, grounds into an inning-ending 5-4-3 double play, one of the two inning-ending double plays that the Royals hit into tonight. I assume that would come up, and I think for good reason. Like I was mentioning to the caller earlier, I understood the frustration last night with pulling Ryan Burkert for the exact point you bring up, Brian. The exact point you bring up is why I wanted to see Q stick with Ryan Burkert last night. Because Burkert, like Eske in 2012, was young and still coming into his own. Still didn't necessarily have his feet wet in the big leagues. Didn't know who he was as a big leaguer. So I'm with you when it comes to Burkert. I know what the numbers said last night, but I don't believe you're chasing down the Detroit Tigers. You do have a chance of getting into the wild card, right? So you do have a chance of getting into the postseason. And if you get into the postseason, I just think you're going to need Ryan Burkert in some big spot. So last night I thought was a nice way to build his confidence, or at least breathe some confidence into him, by allowing him to spit in the face of the numbers and say, you're our dog, go get him. Because Burkert's young, just like Eske was young, when Ned continued to stick with him in those big spots rather than pinch hit for him. To me, Kyle Isbell's different. Kyle Isbell's having a career year offensively this season because the Royals are staying away from him in those spots. They're not putting him in there against lefties. Now, when they do, he has not had success. This season, against right-handers, Kyle Isbell's hitting .284 with an OPS better than the league average. Against lefties, he's hitting .176 with an OPS more than 250 points below the league average. But to your point of, well, how's he ever going to get better if you don't allow him to go after lefties? Well, Kyle Isbell's coming up on his 29th birthday. He's the second longest tenured Royal behind only Salvador Perez. To me, the reason why you've seen Izzy succeed the way that he has this season is because he understands who he is. You're a nine-hitter, glove first. You're a nine-hitter that will be pinch hit for late in games against lefties because we gave you chances last year to face lefties. And you hit .224 with an OPS 150 points below the league average. So they've done all that with Kyle Isbell. That's what 2021 and 2 and 3 and last year were about. Kyle Isbell is who he is. That's my opinion. But you bring up a great point, Brian, but I honestly think it applies more to Ryan Burkert than it does Kyle Isbell. Nice to hear from you. Let's go to Nate in Overland Park. Nate, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. And again, love to Kyle Isbell. Since the All-Star break, his on-base percentage is an even 400. Now, real quick, because I was thinking that at the same time, and Nate, I'm sorry, but I was thinking, is this an opportunity to breathe some life, some confidence into Kyle Isbell? Because that, too, is a guy that will be there in October. And I'm not sure if Nick Lofton is going to be on this team in October. So I understand where you're coming from on the Kyle Isbell front. But I think that's more on Izzy to change it than it is on Q to spit in the face of the numbers. I understand your point. I think it applies more so to Burkert than Izzy. But it's a great debate and very nice hearing from you, Brian. Nate in Overland Park, I apologize. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, hey Josh. So I originally was calling about Sam Long, and then after I heard these other callers, now I have a lot of thoughts. But my original thought was that you were really I guess, emotional or fired up about the people who were bagging on Sam Long, and you were defending Q, but you know we're in a heated playoff race, a wild card race, and I can't help thinking about it does come back on Q, the manager. We're in a heated wild card race, and so I don't know if you remember this, but it might be 3 weeks ago, a month ago, whatever. We got the best pitcher. We got the best, hitter at the plate, one out, second and third, and you got the third baseman.
This isn't going well, Nate.
I know, and he bunts, and tonight, or last night, he pulls Burgert in favor of Long, and in order to build confidence, like you just got done saying, why not leave him in there and give him confidence? Tonight he pulls Isbell, who lefty on lefty, I get it, but you gotta be able to hold.
So how are they 66-64? Nate, how are they 66-64? If Q's,
I understand.
I mean, you're nitpicking two games out of the 130. Okay,
I understand that. But if we're not allowed,
and he didn't go to Long last night, he went to Angel Zerpa.
Well, we were tied 3-3, and he left. When was that? What was? Do I have it wrong?
I'm just correcting the mistake that you made earlier.
Okay, you're right. But my point is, if we're not allowed to criticize the manager in the middle of a pennant race,
it's the whole reason I have this show. I just correct you when you say silly things. I'm not allowed to have an opinion. You say I'm defending Q. I'm not defending Q. I'm just saying Sam Long doesn't matter. Why are we talking about guys that don't matter? Waka matters. Bobby matters. Michael matters. And they didn't get the job done tonight. Why are you guys so afraid to call out the big money dudes?
Why are you afraid to call out the manager?
I have. I just did last night. What are you talking about?
All night tonight, you've been bagging on people who have called out the manager.
Because they're saying stupid things. It has nothing to do with what we're talking about. They want to bitch about Sam Long.
What? Why was Sam Long in there? We got Cruz. We got Schreiber. We got all these other guys.
Steven Cruz is hurt. Get off the phone lines. Get out of here. Should I look at the text line? No, because if that's the phone lines, oh my God, it's just... Whoa. No, I shouldn't look at the text line. Good Lord. Y'all hug your mother with those thumbs, hands, fingers, however you text? My God. Some of you need to get up early tomorrow and go to church. Not even a church guy all that often, but that's how you talk to people, text line? Y'all need to repent. Yeah, we're out of here. I'll talk to you tomorrow. What time's the pregame? 11:30. Talk to you then. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
On to the track, leaps, it's gone! Michael Massey ambushes the first pitch!
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Junior makes a catch, a tag, and a throw, and out at home plate.
To hear more from Vern during the week, tune in to Fesco and Dusty on Monday at 8:20, Cody and Gold on Wednesday at 12:30, and The Drive on Fridays at 3. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.